Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Achelam. We're now on Masachet Baba Batra Daf Kuf Nun Bet Amud Aleph. At the very, very top of the Amud, continuing with our discussion of Matnat Shchiv Mira. Itmar, Matnat Shchiv Mira, Shkatuv Bakinyan. So if a Shchiv Mira gave a gift to someone, and in the shtar it said that there was a Kinyan, so Beirav Mishmei Derav Amirakavi Atrei Rachshi. So they quoted Rav, the students of Rav quoted Rav as saying that basically he's ridden him on two shoulders, as it were, meaning he's got a double power. We'll see what that means. Shmuel Amar Lo Yadana Ma Yadun Ba. Shmuel said the opposite. I'm not sure what to do with this, and then basically it's no good at all. Be Rav Mishpen Rav Amri Etriku Atre Rikshi, meaning Harehi Kamanat Bari, Ay Kamanat Shchimira, meaning it's both got the power of a Matnat Bari and a Matnat Shchimira. Harehi Kamanat Bari, Why Shimamad No Chozer. In that, if the guy gets better, he can't take it back, even though he wrote everything over. Harei k'manat shchiv mira, however, shimamar ha'va'atol eploni, that if you say this debt that's owed me, I'm granting to this other fellow, that works, even though with a bari you need mamad shloshtan, it has the power of a shchiv mira, that it works without mamad shloshtan. U'shmuel amar lo yada na me'ama'idun ba. Shmuel, on the other hand, said, I don't know what to do with it, meaning it's no good at all. Shema lo gamar lahaknoto al bishtar, because maybe the guy only intended to be makned as a bishtar. In the meantime, the fellow died before the recipient got the shtar, in shtar lachamita, and since you can't give a shtar lachamita, therefore it's no good at all. Okay, v'rami d'rava d'rava v'shmuel ad shmuel. And we find a double contradiction, meaning we find where Rav and Shmuel's positions seem to be reversed. T'shalach Rav in Rishay d'Rabbi Avahu, he quoted Rabbi Avahu saying, Havuyad isha shalach Rabbi Elazar la gola mishum Rabbeinu. Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar and Padat, sent a message to the gola, quoting Rav. Shchiv mira shamar kitvut numanele ploni umeit. We had this before. If a shchiv mira says, write the shtar, so that's more than the shchiv mira has to say, and give this money to ploni, and then he died, ain't kotvinu notnin. We don't give it to him. Why? Shema lo gomar lahaknoto l'bishtar. Exactly Shmuel's words. Maybe he wanted to make it work with a shtar, and that can't work because he died. And Shmuel said, in the meantime, the halacha is we do give. So, kashna rabba rab, kashna shmuel ad shmuel. We have a contradiction of both positions. So let's resolve both. Of course, the solution of epuch, which we're going to see in the next podcast, used in a bunch of times, is the one that's really only a last resort. But the rabba lo kasha, so we don't have to do that. We can resolve rav. If they actually made a kinyan from him, then you can go ahead and give after death, and then it has both powers. That's the first piece. But if they didn't make a kinyan from him, then you can't write it because maybe he only meant to have it be b'shtar and stay in shtar lachamita. And Shmuel we could also resolve. When does Shmuel say kotvin v'notnin? When it's clear that all he was doing was giving the recipient an extra power of collection by saying kitvut nu, but not to replace the original gift. So the first statement, when Shmuel said, I don't know what to do with it, he says, because it seems like the fellow intended a shtar, meaning instead of matnat shchimira. So now we have a little story. Yatav Nachman Yitzchak Achorei Derava. He was sitting in back of Rava in Rav Nachman's Beis Medrash. V'yatav Rava coming to Rav Nachman, Kabay Mines, Rava, the prize student of Rav Nachman, challenged him and asked him, Mi Amar Shmuel Shmuel Gomalaknotul Bishtar, Pinshallah Chamita, the first position we had of Shmuel, which is that you can't give such a star because you can't execute such a matana because maybe the guy only intended to work Bishtar in Shtarla Chamita. How could Rav have said that? How could Shmuel have said that? Rav asked Rav Nachman. From Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he quoted Shmuel saying, "Shchiv mira shekatav kol nechasav l'acharim, avishkanu miyado amar chozer." If a shchiv mira wrote everything over to somebody else, even if he recovered, he could still take it back. Why? Biyadua shelo haya kinyan ela machmat amita. He was only doing it because he thought he was going to die, and therefore, when he got better, he could take it back. And Rav Nachman made some sort of signal. Instead of answering Rava explicitly, he made some sort of a signal and didn't say anything more. He came when Rav Nachman got up and left, I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rava. So the younger student said to Rava, my achvilach, what did he show you? Amar le miyaped kocho. His answer was, when does Shmuel say you could give us such a star? When it is a leg up and not in place of. So hechidam miyaped kocho. Well, the Gemara asks, what's an example of that? So Rav Chista v'kanina minei mosif al matan todah. when you write in the shtar, we made a kinyan in addition to the matana. So that's mi'aper kocho, meaning the matana is the matana, in addition we made a kinyan. But if you didn't write it that way, you just said kanina minei, then that means that we really intend this to work b'shtar. And then it's not b'yamper kocho, it's b'imkom, and in shtar lachamita, it's no good. Okay. Pshita katav lezevachatav lezeh, hanuchiyato avdimi amar daitikim atal daiktiki. Certainly, if a fellow gave a manat shchivra to one guy and then he changed his mind and gave it to another guy, and we have the shtar in each, that's the famous thing that we had way earlier in the 8th parak, the daitiki mevatel daitiki. One manat shchivra can be mevatel an earlier one. So it goes to the second guy. Katav azika lezeh. Here's the problem. What if he wrote it to one person and the edim around accepted it on his behalf, and then the second guy, now who gets it? Rav Amar Rishon Kana. Rav says the first guy got it, because he got it already. It's not up. The Shchimirah doesn't own it anymore to give it away to the second guy. Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana. Shmuel says that the retraction is good and the next guy gets it. Let's see why. Rav Amar Rishon Kana. Reikim Matnat Bari. It's 100% Matnat Bari. And therefore, once there's a Kenyan in it. And therefore, and Rav already has said this at the top of the previous psalm, at the beginning of this podcast, Rav already said that such a thing is matnat bari, and therefore it's given away to the guy. He can't now give it to somebody else. Well, Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana. Shmuel says no. The second guy gets it. Harei kamanat shchimira, because Shmuel said, as we saw again earlier on at the opening piece of this shir and Kufnei Ben Amud Aleph at the top, that such a thing is a matnat shchimira. But they already have the same machloket that I keep referring to. The answer is tzricha. We need them both. Why? Deit marbaha. If I only had this case right now, then I would say baha kama rav. I would say here is why Rav says it's matnat bari. It's from the kanumine. They made a kenyan. But in the case on Amud Aleph, when they didn't make a kinyan, he just wrote kinyan in it. Maybe he'd agree with the Shmuel, but it's like a manat shchimira, and you could take it back. So then just flip it for the tzrichuta. All right, besura matnuachi. That's how they learned this discussion in Surah. But pumadita matnuachi, pumadita, they learned it differently. Amar of Yirmiyah bar Abba shalchu leivim be'rav l'Shmuel. Rav's yeshiva, after Rav died, would send his questions to Shmuel. So they sent a question. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what's the psak? Shchim v'rash katav kol nachasav l'achim v'kanum yado. Mahu, what if he wrote everything over to somebody else? They made a kinyan, and then of course the question is, if he got better, does it come back? Shalachu einach kinyan klum. Shmuel says that once there's a kinyan, that's it. They thought that meant you can't give it to another guy, but it certainly will retract if you get better. No, Ravuna came from the villages, and he said, that Shmuel really intended, that means you could even give it to another person. You could even, I'm sorry, it won't even come back to you. Okay, Hahu de Konumine, there was a guy that they did it this way, and he made a kinyan, and then he got better. Atal the Kamar of Huna, he said he wants some relief, he wants to get his stuff back. So Rav Huna said, what can I do for you? You didn't make a kinyan like everybody else does. You didn't do it the right way. Alright, Hahimatanta Dave Katu Ba Bachaim Uvamavet. Alright, so now there was a Mashtar Matana, and it said in it Bachaim Uvamavet. So had it only said Bachaim, so we'd say it's a Matnat Bari. Had it only said Bamavet, we would say it's a Matnat Shchimira. Said both. Rav Amar Kimanat Shchimira. Rav looked at the word Bamavet as being the operative word. Ushmuel Amar Kimanat Bari. He looked at Bachaim being the operative word. Rav Amar Kimanat Shchimira. Yachtiba Bamavet Acharmita Kamarla. Bamavet meant after death. Manat Shchimira. So then why did it say Bachaim? Simen Baal Medachaye, meaning he didn't want to just write death in there. He wanted to live, so he wrote like a Simen Tov. Ushmuel Amar Kimanat Bari. It's really a matnat bari. Yachtiba Michaim, Bachaim. Michaim kamar, meaning I want this to be effective as while I'm alive, as a regular gift. Haida chatav uva mavet. Why did he write uva mavet? Kemandam ameyatav yadolam, as if saying, from now, forever, even after I'm dead. Okay, Amri Nahardei. So the Nahardei say something interesting. Hilchata kavatei rav. It's interesting because when the Nahardei, who were the row of Nahardean students who were exiled when Nahardei was destroyed by the Tadmurim, and they moved to Pumadita, then Yeshiva Pumadita, but they often upheld, obviously, the traditions of Nahardea. And here they pass against Shmuel, like Rav. And I said, halacha is like Rav, that such a shtar is considered a matnat shchimira, and the operative word is mamavet. Now, amar Rav, of ikata ba mechayim kana. So Rav then said, but if you wrote in the shtar, b'chaim mechayim uvamavet, then it really is a matnat bari. So amar meimar leitocha takavate de Rav. Meimar says, we don't buy that. Meimar, by the way, is one of the Nahar Dei. So Rashi turned to him and said, Pshita, the Amri Nahar Dei, Chotakavate de Rav. Obviously, halacha is not like that because you already said the halacha is like Rav. So if you wrote Michaim of Mavet, it's still a matnat shchimira. So Mavetem Michaim Odi Rav. No, you might have thought that Rava was not disagreeing with Rav, but was explaining Rav and saying that Rav agrees if you said Mechaim instead of Bachaim, Kamash Balan, so our members teaching, no, that Bachaim, Mechaim, it's all the same, and we don't buy it, and the main thing is it's a matnat shchimira. Okay, I would out to the coming of Nachman Nardeya. So a fellow came to Rav Nachman, had exactly this case. A shtar that said, Bachaim of Mavet. He came to Rav Nachman, of course, according to Shmuel, that should be a matnat bari. He wrote everything over. He then got better. He wanted to get it back. He came to Rav Nachman, who was in Nardeya. So what did Rav Nachman do? Shadra, the coming of Yirmiyah Barabba, the Shum Tamaya. He sent him to another town, Shum Tamaya, to a student of Rav named Rav Yirmiyah Barabba. We all know it. Amar Hacha to the Shmuel. What was his explanation? Nahardea is Shmuel's town. Hechi Navid Kavate to Rav. How could I possibly paskin against Shmuel here in Nahardea? It's not nice. So I'll send you to somebody else. I know how paskin. I know what the real halacha is. The halacha should be like Rav. You should be able to get relief. This really is a manat shchimira. But here in Nahardea, I'm not comfortable paskin against Shmuel. Okay, last case. Ahi, a woman da atoy le kami de Rava. She came to Rava. She had written over all the everything she had with a star that said Mechaim uvamavet. Remember what Rava said: when you write Mechaim, it's a matnat bari, and therefore, even though she got better, she can't get it back. Aval the Rava kishmate, Rava paskin like his own position, which is she couldn't get it back. Havi katardale, she started pestering and bothering him over what he did. So Amar leva papa bereid Rav Chanan Safra. He told one of his sofrim zilk tovla. You write a psak for her that says to her that she can collect it, get it back. Get her off my back. Chatuba socher aleinu matan. And then write that line from the Mishnah Bava Metzia that if you have poalim who in the middle of the work try to up the ante, up the price, you could either hire other people to do their job and then they'll have to pay for the difference, or you can fool them. Meaning, why did he have to write that line? So that whatever beitin she would come to would know this isn't a real psak. Amra litpa arbe. So the woman caught on to it. She was sharp, and she said, "Your boat should sink." Atuye kamata li. You're trying to fool me. So what did Rava do? Rava was concerned about this woman's curse. Amshino lemane de Rava Maya. So he had his own clothes sunk into the water. So it'd be like the curse was already fulfilled. Some part of me went into the water. Afilo achilo ifrit mitiva. It didn't help. In the end, one of his boats sunk because of this woman's curse. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next Mishnah, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.